Good evening, everyone. It's time to take charge of your life. Hello, this is marriage and family therapist Eleanor Barbaro, your host, inviting you to take charge of your life on WDIY. The theme of this program is that so many events in life happen to us over which we have no control. Our only control is our response to life's situations. It is often said that 90% of life's events happen to us, and 10% is what we make happen. This evening, we talk about the 21st century concept of aging, which focuses on wellness and healthy activities. The Phoebe Institute on Aging will focus on this theme with a free conference entitled The Age of Champions, Promoting Senior Wellness, which will take place from 8:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Friday, October 18th at the Community Service Center at the Lehigh Carbon Community College. The conference will begin with a keynote address by Keith Aquat, who is PBS film producer of the documentary Age of Champions. And my guests this evening are Keith Aquat, Trina Johnson, Brady, Community Relations Specialist with Phoebe Ministries, and Don Kimberling, Phoebe Berks County resident, who is the chairperson of the Sports and Recreation Task Force. I invite you all to hold on to your seats as we explore how to maintain our focus on being champions, not only in the sports world, but in the health world. It is a pleasure to welcome Trina Johnson Brady and Don Kimberling to WDIY to help us to take charge of our lives.
Thank you.
Trina Johnson Brady, tell us how you came up with the theme for this institute that's taking place on October 18th.
Well, Phoebe is very focused on active aging and healthy aging for our residents. And when we discovered the information about the film Age of Champions, we thought it was the perfect fit for our conference this fall.
And what was it about the Age of Champions that attracted your attention?
The Age of Champions is a wonderful documentary that features five different people and actually one team who go for the gold in the National Senior Olympics. These people are between the ages of 65 and 100, and there is actually a person who pole vaults at the age of 86, a swimmer who is going through chemotherapy and still is able to go for the gold and wins it. And there's also a 100-year-old tennis player. And we just thought that this was just a remarkable film, and it was a really good example for our residents.
Well, it sounds remarkable. I'm a swimmer myself, and I'm really keen on seeing this film. Now, Don, tell us about your activities with Phoebe Institute in Phoebe Berks County. You have a task force?
Well, I think what you said earlier is so applicable. We talk about champions, and champions is not always finishing in first place. I think about 6 years ago, a group of the residents formed what we call the Sports and Recreation Task Force. We have 10 members of it, and our goal was to just get people more involved in aging in place, in doing things rather than just sitting in their apartments or cottages.
Watching television.
That is correct. So we started, first of all, intercommunity games, which means we have several other continuing care retirement communities that go back and forth. We have some here today, as a matter of fact. And we play the games like shuffleboard, bocce, ping pong, card games, pool, things like that, to, again, get people to, A, meet other folks from other communities and have that social activity going on, but then also to do some activities as far as playing.
Now, do you find that people are coming out for these activities? Are they reluctant or are they enthusiastic?
Well, Phoebe, because I think of the task force, always produces about four times as many people as any of the other communities. It's always sort of a struggle because in many cases, the easy way is to just sit in the apartment and, as you say, watch television. But we had, for the games that we have going on here today, we have about 45 residents from independent living sign up. So that's a goodly number.
That is a goodly number. Now, do you have a swimming pool on site at Phoebe and Berks?
We have a swimming pool, but none of these activities, these intercommunity activities, involve the swimming.
I see. And give us an example of what's taking place today.
Well, we have a boardwalk, which was built about 2 years ago, which has outside activities. And we have folks down there right now playing shuffleboard, outside bocce, hard rubber quoits, and there is a putting green. Then inside, we have more of the typical events, pool, ping pong, bridge, Scrabble, those games going on inside, baseball, darts. And so there's the combination of both the outside and the inside.
Now, what do you find is the impact of these activities on the residents and their health and their demeanor, those who participate?
Well, I think it can't hurt. Now, is a person going to live longer or have a lot better health because they take part in this? I don't know. I'm not a doctor. I can't answer that. But I think it's not just physical, but it's mental. It's them looking forward to someone coming in from another community who, let's say, plays bridge, and to sort of see how they can match up against them in a game. I look forward to the ping pong. I play that. There are some very good ping pong players that come up from the other communities. So we sort of match our skills. But again, we're not really worried about who wins. It's more fun and the camaraderie that takes part.
It's the looking forward to the activity and participating it rather than in the winning is what you're saying.
That is correct.
And does this affect, Don, you live with your wife in Berks, Phoebe, is that correct?
That is correct. Uh-huh.
And what does she participate in?
Well, she's had some heart issues over the last few years, so she doesn't do a lot of the physical stuff, although she plays pool, enjoys that. She does the Wii bowling. She's playing Scrabble, I think, right now. So she does just about everything. She just has to be a little careful with it. She doesn't play the ping pong, and ping pong is one of the sports that so many people who are, let's say, 85, 80 years old say, oh, I used to play that 50 years ago, but I haven't played in a long time. So we try to get them out there and get them going, but it's difficult sometimes.
So but this has an impact on the way people feel about themselves and about each other in some way, doesn't it?
Oh, I think so. And I think any time you have any sort of a little competition, whether it's more physical or more mental, people are going to get up a little bit, and they get the adrenaline starts to flow because they're going to be competing with somebody else. And if they win, of course, they're really happy. But we don't want anybody feeling bad because they didn't win.
Now, tell me, why did you call it a task force and not a committee?
Well, I guess there's several things, and that was a struggle. Everything else here at Phoebe is a committee. And committees, I think, sometimes get bogged down. I always think when the U.S. invaded Europe, it was a task force that went on shore and moved quickly and accurately, not a committee. It would have never happened. So we just wanted that to make it a little bit different. And the other thing is the people that are on the task force are very hands-on. We have to take part in setting things up and planning a lot of the games. So that just makes it a little bit different.
Well, if you've just tuned in, you're listening to Take Charge of Your Life. And this evening, we're talking about the Phoebe Institute on Aging Conference, which will take place on Friday, October 18th at the Community Services Center at Lehigh Carbon County College. And the conference is going to be devoted to active people in their senior years. And it's going to feature a film called Age of Champions. Don, are you going to be present at that conference?
No, I will not be able to make it, no.
Ah, but you've already made that contribution in your own community.
Right.
So that you are participating daily in the creating of Age of Champions. And that's what you're doing. That's how I feel about it. Tell us, how did you come to this concept of the Age of Champions?
Well, we discovered the film Age of Champions, which is a PBS film produced by Keith Aquat, who was our keynote speaker. And we thought it was a great marriage of ideas about healthy aging and active aging and helping our residents to age in place.
And what attracted you to the films that the film?
The people that participated in the National Senior Olympics were really outstanding examples of healthy aging. And it's a fun film. It really focuses on a lot of the seniors and their struggles, but also their successes.
Eleanor, if I may interrupt.
Yes.
someone who sort of produced and worked on films for most of my life, in seeing this film that you are talking about, it was really extremely well done. And I thought they really concentrated on just nice, interesting, well-shot storylines rather than a lot of what you see today where the films are jumping all around and morphing from one thing to another. It's just a very, very good story and interesting to view.
So you're saying, Don, that they focus on the story of a person as well as their competition?
Oh, yes. You sort of get to know some of the people, which is interesting in a film like this. And you sort of get caught up. You know, you're out there playing or living with them and living and dying with them. And I don't mean dying in the wrong way, but, you know, winning and losing.
Right.
And it gets you caught up in it. And I think it is... It goes by very quickly, and that's always the sign of a good film, that you don't get bored, and it's fantastic.
So you were really inspired by seeing this film.
I was very impressed by it, yes.
Yes, and the work that you're doing while you're not engaged in, you're not engaged in the Olympics, you are engaged in creating champions of people living life.
That's correct, and that's what we try to do as best we can. Now, we're living the life, too. It's not like we're employees here, so we're all volunteers. But I think that's very important to see your neighbors improve and come along a little bit, take part, and as we continue to take part ourselves.
It's very inspiring when you're working together with others who are working along the same, trying to achieve the same goals. Of living life as completely and as fully as possible, no matter where you're living.
That is so true. And we all sort of have the same goals, and nobody's trying to upstage anybody else. It's not like the work world where, you know, one person wants to do that much better than the other. We're all trying to help each other to improve and to live a longer life, and I think that's important.
So you're really working on building community, and I want to thank you so much for your participation today. I know you're a busy man, and I thank you so much, Don Kimberling, for making time from your busy schedule, and I wish you a good day of participation in all the sports that you have arranged for the day.
Okay, Eleanor, thank you very much. It's been my pleasure to talk about what we're doing here.
And we're going to talk more about the Phoebe Institute and the Institute sponsorship of
The Age of Champions
when we return to Take Charge of Your Life on WDIY.
For program support on WDIY, we thank the Keswick Theater, 291 North Keswick Avenue, Glenside, PA. And coming soon to the Keswick Theater, the Sandwich to Go Tour on October 15th. An afternoon of musical political satire with the Capitol Steps on Sunday, November 3rd, and Stephen Wright returns in the evening on Sunday, November 3rd. Tickets and info at 215-572-7650 or keswicktheater.com.
WDIY is pleased to partner with the Allentown Symphony Orchestra, presenting Opening Revelry, Saturday, October 12th at 8 p.m. and Sunday, October 13th at 3 p.m. Pittsburgh native Attawagan Pratt joins the Allentown Symphony Orchestra for its opening season for a performance of Grieg's Piano Concerto, Lieberman's Revelry, and Sibelius' Symphony No. 2. For information, millersymphonyhall.org.
Our fall membership drive runs October 11th through the 19th. Once again, you have the opportunity to buy back several on-air pledge days. Visit WDIY.org and make your donation today.
Welcome back to Take Charge of Your Life. Hello, this is Eleanor Bobrow, your host. We're talking about the 21st century concept of aging, which focuses on wellness and healthy activities. The Phoebe Institute on Aging is going to focus on this theme with a free conference entitled The Age of Champions, Promoting Senior Wellness, from 8:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Friday, October 18th at the Community Services Center at Lehigh Carbon County College. The conference is going to begin with a keynote address from Keith Aquat, who was a PBS film producer of the documentary Age of Champions, which will be featured at the conference. And we have the privilege of having Keith Aquat with us today. Keith, how did you come to focus on the Age of Champions as a concept for a film?
Well, thanks for having me on the show, Eleanor. First I should let your listeners know that I'm 29 years old, and when we began this project, I was 26, along with my film partner, who's also the same age. It was our third project that we'd started, that we've done for PBS, and you know, a lot of people ask when we host events, like as we will be at the Phoebe conference, people say, well, why would a filmmaker so young want to focus on a film about people so much older? And, you know, really, I think that our film, which tells the story of a handful of athletes that compete in the Senior Olympics, is important because it sort of transcends a lot of the preconceptions about aging. You know, our film came about because my film partner and I had no idea about the Senior Olympics. And when we happened to meet someone who puts on the Senior Olympics, someone with the nonprofit that organizes it, we were amazed at its existence. Just the fact that there are people who are 50 to 100 plus that dive, sprint, leap, even pole vault for gold, silver, and bronze medals. We knew that we had to tell the story, and so we began production with the film immediately at the time, which was back in 2010.
And what did you discover? What was the most amazing part of this discovery for yourself? Was there any particular sport or any particular participant that really captured your attention?
You know, I wouldn't so much say that it was the sport, really, the sports that they played that were really amazing. It's really, or their ages or, you know, anything like that, anything that I actually thought I would be most amazed about going into the film. What I was most amazed about with the senior athletes is their attitude. I mean, these people battle cancer, they battle the loss of a spouse, they battle arthritis, just like most seniors do. What's interesting about these senior athletes is they choose to deal with these challenges and sort of rise to these challenges in a way that I personally hadn't experienced much in my life before meeting these senior athletes. And it's since changed my perception of aging and my perception of seniors in general, to be honest. And that's something that we hope that our film does is it's funny, it's positive, it's uplifting. But it's also something that we hope people will walk away from thinking differently about aging for themselves and people that they know who are older in the community.
Can you give us an example of someone in the film who captured your attention? You mentioned somebody who was battling cancer. Can you give us an example of what this person, was it a woman, was he or she participating in chemotherapy, and what were they doing, what sport were they participating in?
Sure. You know, we followed a 100-year-old tennis player, an 86-year-old pole vaulter, a team of granny basketball players in their 80s and 90s, and I'm sorry, in their 60s and 70s, and then two brothers who are in their 80s and 90s, one in the late 80s, one in early 90s. And these two brothers, they're actually African-American. They live and born and raised in Washington, D.C., and they grew up in a time in D.C. where there were no pools for blacks. And so they learned to swim in the reflecting pool in the Potomac River, that's where their love for swimming began and continued into their ages now, and they're both champion swimmers. But one of them, the younger brother...
How old is young?
The younger brother, the kid brother, is 89 years old when we were filming.
And the elder brother?
91. And so Bradford, the younger brother, is the one who's battling cancer. He had colorectal cancer. And I don't want to give away too much in the movie, but I'll tell you, it has a happy ending. And Bradford is able to deal with his chemotherapy. He gets treated 3 times a week and would practice on off days when he wasn't being treated for chemo. And the film is really it's a very uplifting story amongst other uplifting stories. The story of Bradford and battling cancer.
Now, does he use swimming as a sport? Is that what he uses, or does he use swimming?
Yes.
And I'm interested because I'm a swimmer, and I'm glad to know that he was swimming, and these brothers were swimming until their 90s, from what I'm hearing from you, 89 and 90, 91 when the film was made. Is that correct?
Yes, and they're still swimming, actually.
Wonderful, wonderful. So they're older now.
They're now 92 and 95.
That is something. It sounds very inspiring to see this film. It sounds like it's a well worth effort. Trina, tell us, how do we get information about attending the Institute, and is it free? Do we have to make reservations? Tell us about it.
The conference is free. But we do ask that people register so that we know how many people will be attending. And you can get more information about the conference itself at www.phoebe.org/PIA conference.
And is there a telephone number we can use?
Yes, you can give a call to 610-794-5135 for more information. Or you can email hhaas@phoebe.org. It's hhaas@phoebe.org.
Keith Achwood, tell us, did this impress you about your concept of aging as you made this film?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Making Age of Champions and seeing the final product really, it significantly changed my perceptions of aging for a few reasons. First and foremost, it taught me that making Age of Champions taught me that attitude is really, that is the determining factor for so many elements of one's quality of life. You know, there was one senior athlete, it was not one of the featured athletes in our film, but it was probably the single most standout moment of everything I witnessed at the Senior Olympics, where this gentleman, 94 years old, going for the gold medal in bowling, and he couldn't walk, he had very low mobility, but he used his walker and kind of shuffled very slowly up to the front of the lane and had a little basket where his ball was being carried in his walker. He pulled the ball off and very gently rolled it down the lane and rolled strike after strike, and he ended up winning the gold medal. And that really, that shocked me, because this man, if I'd seen him on the street shuffling along with his walker, or saw him in any other context in life, I probably would make a lot of judgments about, what his life is like, what I could expect from him, his abilities. And really that really made me realize that you can't judge a book by the cover, and this person and so many seniors out there have so much to offer that I think a lot of people, especially young people, people my age and younger, really don't give a lot of seniors the credit for. And so those experiences at the Senior Olympics and making the film really helped me kind of open my eyes to the world of being an older adult and how it can be such a rich and vibrant life, just very different.
And what you're really saying is that this gentleman who was bowling with his walker and the bag for his ball, it was his determination and his attitude and his ability to overcome any of the difficulties and say, I'm going to do this because I do it well and I know what I'm doing and nothing is going to interfere with my ability to enjoy, have fun, and participate in this sport. And
absolutely.
That's amazing. Now, Trina, who else? Anybody can come to the Institute on Aging on October 18th?
Yes, the conference is open to anyone. We have nursing credits that we've been approved for, also social work credits and pastoral care credits. So professionals are strongly encouraged to come.
Well, it sounds like it's really going to be a very inspiring evening. It sounds, Keith, like you were a changed person after making this film.
I would say so, and I'd hope that people who come to the screening, which I'll be hosting, along with the Phoebe Holmes and at the conference, I'd hope that when people come, no matter what their age, young or old, that they would go away changed as well. The film, I hope, will change their perceptions of aging, but also leave people smiling. And it's not too often that, one of the reasons we made the movie, it's not too often that you can see a story and experience a story of an older adult, of a senior, that's very positive and humorous, but respectful also. And that's what we wanted to make with this film.
Well, I want to thank you, Trina Johnson-Brady, Community Relations Specialist at Phoebe Ministries, and Keith Achwood, PBS Film Producer and Managing Director of the Documentary Foundation, and Dawn Kimbling, Chairperson of the
Sports and Recreation Task Force at Phoebe Berks,
for helping us to take charge of our lives by understanding that whether we are 100 or 85 or 80, we can be triumphant and competitive in the sports world and tackle the challenge of old age with grace, humor, and optimism. Thank you for your inspirational film and theme, The Age of Champions, promoting senior wellness. And remember, it will take place, the conference will take place on Friday, October 18th from 8:30 to 4 p.m. at Lehigh Carbon Community College. Telephone number to call?
610 714-5135.
Thank you again for listening. Thank you, Neil Heaver, producer. See you all on the radio next Monday evening at 6:30 p.m. when I again invite you to take charge of your life on WDIY.